The words of Sri Aurobindo. Integral yoga and other paths. I have never said that my yoga was something brand new in all its elements. I have called it the integral yoga, and that means that it takes up the essence and many processes of the old yogas. Its newness is in its aim, standpoint, and the totality of its method. I laid emphasis on it as new in a letter to certain sadhaks, so as to explain to them that a repetition of the aim and idea of the old yogas was not enough in my eyes, that I was putting forward a thing to be achieved that has not yet been achieved and clearly visualized, even though it is one natural but still secret outcome of all the past spiritual endeavor. It is new as compared with the old yogas, first because it aims not at a departure out of the world and life into heaven or nirvana, but at a change of life and existence, not as something subordinate or incidental, but as a distinct and central object. If there is a descent in other yogas, yet it is only an incident on the way, or resulting from the ascent. The ascent is the real thing. Here, the ascent is the first step, but it is a means for the descent. It is the descent of the new consciousness attained by the ascent that is the stamp and seal of the sadhana. Even the Tantra and Vaishnavism end in the release from life. Here, the object is the divine fulfillment of life. Second, because the object sought after is not an individual achievement of divine realization for the sake of the individual, but something to be gained for the earth consciousness here, a cosmic, not solely a supra-cosmic achievement. The thing to be gained also is the bringing in of a power of consciousness, the supramental, not yet organized or active directly in earth nature, even in the spiritual life, but yet to be organized and made directly active. Third, because a method has been preconized for achieving this purpose, which is as total and integral as the aim set before it, namely the total and integral change of the consciousness and nature, taking up old methods but only as a part action and present aid to others that are distinctive. I have not found this method as a whole or anything like it professed or realized in the old yogas. If I had, I should not have wasted my time in hewing out paths and in 30 years of search and inner creation when I could have hastened home safely to my goal in an easy canter, over paths already blazed out, laid down, perfectly mapped, macadamized, made secure and public. Our yoga is not a retreading of old walks, but a spiritual adventure. The words of Sri Aurobindo.